USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is designating far-left movement Antifa and the Ku Klux Klan as terrorist organizations and saying that lynching needs to be made a federal hate crime. President Trump delivering remarks at his second of three rallies set for Friday, the president courting the African-American vote.
Before the China virus, we built the greatest economy for African-Americans in the history of our country, and we are doing it again.
President Trump ending his day in Newport News, Virginia. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul is in the hospital and recovering from a medical emergency, which happened while he was live streaming a talk show. The 85-year-old was speaking about the economy on his YouTube channel when his speech became slurred and he struggled to continue speaking. You're listening to USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
After two nights of protests, the curfew remains in effect for Louisville starting at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher reminding everyone who's out there protesting.
It's important for those taking to our streets and those supporting demonstrators from home to understand the power of this moment. You have the attention of the people who lead our government, our businesses, our education. We're obviously engaged in this work and ready to do a lot more, but we have to do it together. And violence only hurts this cause.
Louisville Metro Police Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly intends to file civil lawsuits against those who have called him a murderer for his role in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor, according to his attorney. Mattingly remains on administrative reassignment following the grand jury decision on Wednesday that did not indict him on any charges. He remains under an internal investigation like the other five officers involved in the shooting.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Republican-controlled Senate passed a resolution on Thursday reaffirming their commitment to a peaceful transfer of power if Joe Biden wins a presidential election in November. This comes after President Trump made comments that suggest a Supreme Court battle may ensue over the election results. Regarding President Trump's comments about the election, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells CBS This Morning,
"Well, I think he commits to a peaceful transfer as long as it's a fair election, and I think that even the lead up into this was talking about that very subject. We now know that we have a Department of Justice investigation into ballots that were discarded from veterans in Pennsylvania. That's very troubling, anyone who sends in a ballot to find them discarded. What we want to make sure is that every vote counts, but that only the vote from one voter to the ballot box is what gets counted, and nothing less, nothing more. And so that's what he's referring to. That's what we're committed to. We're seeing some very problematic rulings by judges."
Hillary Clinton also offered some advice to former Vice President Joe Biden by saying he should not concede under any circumstances as well. Google is rolling out a new COVID layer for its maps. The feature will show a 7-day average for new coronavirus cases and see what direction cases are trending in different areas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.